All right. Introductions.
Should we say welcome to the Deadly Eye?
I guess we should say welcome to the Deadly Eye. Welcome to the Deadly Eye.
Oh, I felt kind of left out of that right there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry, Dad.
Welcome to the Deadly Eye. Okay, so you were saying that MS Paint Adventures. Yes. Well, okay, let me just jump out and jump back, though.
Yes, okay.
Because we are going to dive in.
Yeah, we are, yes.
On the next episode into Homestuck.
Yeah.
And you feel that it's worthwhile to mention the MS Paint Adventures first, before Homestuck, before we get into talking about Homestuck.
Yes.
Okay.
So, just like to start this podcast, basically, there's this site called MS Paint Adventures, and it does this very popular webcomic called Homestuck. And so, basically, the point of MS Paint Adventures is basically just a guy who does sort of webcomic-esque things in the form of text-based adventures, more recently in just sort of RPG or tabletop styles, not tabletop styles, but just a whole lot of different text-based and RPG and a bunch of other stuff. Basically, how it started out was the creator of it, Andrew Hussey, started out on a forums with the adventure called Jailbreak. So basically, it started out with sort of a drawing of a guy in a cell, just a few different objects around the scene, and what he would have, like, people do is reply to the original post with commands that they would enter.
Uh-huh.
I guess you could say, and so he would always pick the first command that was requested. And so, like, say, let's say it started out with just the central sort of image and, like, say, oh, you are an inmate stuck in a prison. What do you do? And then it would go, look out jail cell window. And you would go over and you would look out the jail cell window and then there would be a picture of what is out there and sort of a drawing, and it would describe what's out there. And then there's a whole bunch of other humorous things that happened, and it was just a very experimental adventure, and as just trying out the different text-based things. And after that, after Jailbreak got pretty popular, he got about like halfway through the series, halfway through the webcomic or something, he created the MS Paint Adventures site, which was just the text-based adventures, written and just drawn in MS Paint. After that, he created Bard Quest, which was a choose-your-own-adventure sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
He started that out, and it got way too out of hand, way too fast, as you might imagine, because every single picture had about, like, two or three different paths to take.
Uh-huh.
You know, as you might imagine, that would have become overwhelming rather fast to have to draw all the different scenarios for that.
So now, had he done any games before doing these MS Paint style kind of adventure games?
As far as I know, he has not.
Okay.
I believe Jailbreak was just the very first. It was just the very first in his own artistic ventures and sort of webcomic ventures.
Okay.
And if you check out the art on there, you'll realize that is really not that good at all.
Uh-huh.
When he first started out, it was, I'd imagine it was just a guy with a pen tablet, with an idea.
Did he have a pen tablet?
I'd imagine so. Say.
Well, you're imagining. You're imagining that.
I'm imagining that.
Yeah. So, in other words, you don't know.
I don't know, but I don't think he could have drawn.
I saw to me looked more like mouse style.
Well, yeah, I'd imagine so, but with Bard Quest, it definitely. I don't think anybody could do that with their mouse, unless you become like rather experienced with mouse drawing. mouth drawing it.
I never did look at BardQuest.
But yeah. You could probably just do that right now. It's
I'm not going to type it in right now.
I don't think anybody could really do that with mouse. It's just very hard to draw with mouse. It's just, I get a lot more scribbly. After he started BardQuest,
yes,
a little while in, he just sort of abandoned that project and moved on to Problem Sleuth, which was basically about three different detectives, a stick, Problem Sleuth, and Pickling Spectre.
Uh-huh.
And they all get trapped in a certain office building, and a bunch of antics ensue, and it gets... And so, it started to follow out the same sort of central ideas of Jailbreak, but a little while into the webcomic, instead of picking the first request he got, he would just sort of cherry pick from different commands that the user submitted,
mm-hmm.
because he's getting because at that point he was getting thousands per day,
uh-huh.
and he would cherry pick a certain command as to how he would like the plot to go,
yeah.
and at certain points, just overall make up commands.
Okay.
And a little like halfway into the story or something, it became a lot more about the plot and the characters and everything, and a whole lot of convoluted nonsense that than the overall text-based adventure style. And after a while, he finished that,
It
might have been like a year or two.
Okay.
Say, I believe, and that is over a thousand different pages on that one thing. And then he created Homestuck. And so...
So that was with Strong Bad.
What?
Strong Bad and the King of Town.
Yes, Dad, it was with...
Homestuck Runner.
Homestuck Runner, yes. I would actually kind of like to see that now. I wonder if anybody's made that crossover.
That would be fun to see if there's a little Homestuck Runner mashup.
Yeah. And despite the name, it isn't actually about a kid being stuck in his room, may sound.
hadn't never thought about it, actually. I kind of, it just sounded like a name to me. I'm so used to so many weird web comics having weird names but now that is where it started, though. It starts in his room.
It starts in his room, and he...
So, are you sure that wasn't the name then? I mean, that wasn't why the name was the name?
Well, maybe I don't know. Well, the first act consists of him entirely with just wandering around the house, examining certain things.
And that sounds kind of Homestucky.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, it was just very droning, including me. And
can't wait to dig into this.
Yeah, but yeah, he would walk around the house, something different from this and the other adventures is that there was a lot more like dialogue between the characters. Uh-huh. I mean, when they started introducing just sort of the chat clients and stuff as the dialogue logs aren't actually introduced later in
the series. I thought you were just stuttering. take a log to hog.
There are dialogue There are dialogue logs. Funny thing in this series is that they don't actually talk straight. They actually, for a while, do pester logs and sprite logs and.
So the log thing, right? The log thing, so like dialogue is between two characters or...
Dialogue between two characters or a group of characters or whatever, yeah.
Right, and so then he took up the term log to mean different types of narrative or conversation or what
are yeah,
the...
Yeah, well...
You mentioned like a pester log. What's a pester log?
Well, there's a chat client called... In the webcomic, there's a chat client that the main character and his friends use, and b- by the way, main character's name is John, just for reference.
John Homestuck.
John Homestuck, yes. His name is John Egbert, or Zeus Mel Poop Lord, if you prefer. Wait, long story. But what? Basically, John and his friends use a chat client called Pesterchum, and that is the central way that anybody talks for a while. Actually, aside from like the very highly implied conversation, that is used through the actual narration of the
So you realize now. I actually know a little bit about it. At the same time, when you start talking about it, it sounds confusing because none of this correlates with anything. Even if somebody already knows traditional web comics, none of this makes any sense.
No. It is very well. Once you get about also I should mention that the webcomic goes through different acts, which are just the different parts of the series.
Okay.
Once you get to, act 4 or something, it gets really complicated with a bunch of time manipulating stuff and a bunch of different mechanics of...
I'm squinting at you now.
You're squinting at me now, Dad.
Because I know that this is good. I know that... you love it, and Cambria loves it, and a lot of people I really respect, like you guys, love it. And I'm seeing good parts of it. But when you start talking about act this and act that and logs and the chat and the 1,000 pages and everything and the
it's more like 7,000 pages.
Exactly,
at this point.
Exactly. It's like this does not sound very inviting.
Well.
I'm going to dive in here. I'm going to dive in, but I have to say that nothing we have said so far makes me go, "Ooh, I can't wait to try that today."
Well, it's actually a lot more understandable than I'm making it out to be. Since I'm explaining everything in this one little window of time, it's not.
Well, okay, but if you were just trying to get me into it,
yes,
what would you say? As opposed, because I'm not even sure how much do I really need to have explained to me here at this point, as opposed to telling me what's going to be awesome about it in the first week or so that I start reading it.
Well, it's just, it is a very, I can't really explain the webcomic, okay? Like the central plot or anything, I can barely explain that.
Yeah, no, the plot. I mean, but you never, when you want to explain something that's awesome, you never say, "Well, the plot." Let me tell you about the plot of this movie.
It is very well written, and it definitely, and with the combination of images and logs and just conversation logs and narratives and
Lincoln logs
and flash animations and flash games
log rolling.
It is just
ice cream logs.
Stop it. Flash animation, flash games. It is just a new way to tell the story, to tell stories, and it is very fun.
So so there you got to, it is very fun, because everything else, it sounds like a teacher, like an adult, trying to get a kid to read one of the classics. Oh, but the way it explores language and the beauty of the English language, trust me, you're going to just fall in love with it. And oh, and it enriches your life. It just really stretches the boundaries of art.
Well, it's not just that. It also has very good plot.
Okay.
Well, I gotta admit, the characters aren't. Well,
is there mystery? Is there excitement? Is there suspense?
There's plenty of suspense. There is plenty of suspense. There are thousands of plot twists.
Is there action?
there is action, mainly in the flash animations.
Is there humor?
There is humor. There is humor. Yes. It is.
So you do find yourself really being excited about what's going to happen next.
Yes.
But I heard that the starting part is not so much that way.
No. Once you get for the through the first act, though.
Okay, but first act doesn't mean anything to me. Does that? Is that
once you get through the first like 100 pages or so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the pages aren't pages. They're webcomic pages as opposed to.
They like say a panel and conversations. Like there may be like 20 conversations per 100 pages or something. And once you get past that first part, it just gets a whole lot more fun, because then they're introducing the concepts of a game they're playing called Spurb.
Okay, wait, no, don't go any farther now.
Okay.
I don't want to.
I'm not going to talk anymore, because that would reveal
a lot of spoilers. It's not even the reveals. It's that we're too deep already right now. So I'm trying to get an idea. So it sounds like the first 100 pages, after about that, then I'll be caught up in it.
Yes.
And or first 100 panels, or the first 100 screens, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, maybe not the first 100.
So would that be like the equivalent of, say, 3 or 4 comic books? Traditional-sized comic books?
Yeah, probably.
Because you get like 20 or 30 pages on a comic book.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, I'm not sure. The length of the conversations, I'm not sure. I cannot compare this to a regular comic at all.
Okay. I mean, there's still a certain amount of text, though.
There is a lot of text.
but every page is not like a page of a book, though.
No.
So it's not like saying, you know, the first 100... After you get past the first 100 pages of the book, it's more like saying the first 25, 30 pages of the book, right?
Yeah. Basically.
Okay. So that's not bad. That's, you know, a lot of books take that.
Yeah, it's true.
To dive in. Though a webcomic, we're kind of used to getting hit over the head with it right at the beginning with some funny punchlines.
Yeah.
But the first... For a while, there are no funny punchlines or exciting things happening.
Well, there are funny punchlines. There's relatively funny dialogue. It's just there is it is rather unexciting. And it doesn't really try to aim to be anything but a text-based adventure-esque thing.
Well, we keep saying text-based, but it's all pictures.
It's all pictures.
Text-driven.
Text-driven. Yes.
Yeah.
Text-based adventure. Based off text-based adventures, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you keep saying text-based adventure. To me, text-based adventure is Zork and Infocom, where the descriptions are in text, too. And I think anybody listening to this who doesn't realize is that every page is a picture, and it's more like what we would have, in the olden days, would have called a graphic adventure. Because everything was text-based.
Like, okay.
Yeah, and I know these days, right, but these days, of course, even the graphic adventures, you use joystick-driven commands or mouse command or whatever to move around. But the first ones, like the pirate adventure and everything else, you'd say, go north, and then it would show you a new picture.
Yeah.
Which was a very simple picture, a lot like this. And, so the first part, then... is not very exciting, but it gets you into it, kind of like this episode of our podcast.
Yeah, basically.
Because we've talked for about 20 minutes right now.
20 and we minutes, wow.
Yeah, so we really haven't gotten much of anywhere, but that's okay. I mean, that's, I think, part of the mystery of Homestuck is that you hear about it, from my point of view. You hear about it, people rave about it, and you look at the first part and go, oh, okay, all right. I've seen a lot of webcomics. This doesn't particularly stand out. But I have, just to tease, I have seen like one of the Flash songs, it's almost like a music video that's telling part of the story, and I was blown away. This is like deep into the story and so on. I looked over your shoulder, walked in that one night, and the song was great, and the artwork was still MS Paint style artwork, and it was fantastic. It was impressionistic. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was composed amazingly well, and it just really enticed me to say, wow, I already knew it was going to be good, but this is amazing. And so I know that there are amazing things to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been kind of like, you know, trying to pull it out of you, but you want to talk about logs. You know, I think you have a little bathroom obsession there, man, young man, with your logs. And I think this is right up at 20 minutes. I think we should call it a show.
I think that is a show, yes.
All right.
Bow. Well, wait.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe we should be, and I guess, so, should we just say what we're going to be doing for the next few weeks or so?
Oh, well, we're just going to keep, we're going to talk about Homestuck, right?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Homestuck, and just as far as Dad gets, we're going to be talking about those certain parts, and...
And like other fun geek culture but things we like. Doctor Who.
Yeah, definitely.
Doctor Who, the video games we like, things like that, you know, but starting with Homestuck, though, because that's something I've been wanting to get into, so this is a good place to talk about it. And Andrew Hussey, is that his name?
Yes, Andrew Hussey.
So he's now working on the video game.
Yeah.
For Homestuck, which is a whole story we'll tell you about next week. And or tomorrow or whenever that day is, and next episode. And so it's a good time to catch up. If you've been feeling like you want to read Homestuck and catch up and hear what everybody's talking about and why it's so good, we'll talk more about that.
He'll be working on that. He'll be working on that for a few months yet. That won't be...
No, that's what I mean. I mean, we'll be talking about Homestuck while he's working on something else. So you won't have this feeling like you're getting farther and farther behind. I can catch up.
Yes.
While he's doing the video game. And then when the video game comes out, I'll be going, hey, awesome. I know what Homestuck is all about now.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to seeing like all the different references. I know it has like allusions to other types of music and art and history and things like that. And it's funny and fun and exciting and geeky and adventuresome. Because it is MS Paint Adventures, right?
Yes, it is MS Paint Adventures.
So, more to come and lots of other geek fun.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
And this has been
The Deadly Eye.